From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends. I wish to welcome you in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And truly, I want to thank you very, very much for the pleasure of your company. This week on the broadcast, we are talking about the fact that as Christians, we are the temple of the living God. We found that out by taking a look at 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 19 and 20, and 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 16 and 17, as well as 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 16, where it says, "For ye are the temple of the living God." And I think, as I mentioned yesterday, that this may be one of the most significant subjects that we have studied ever since The Living Truth has been on the air going back to 1989. And the reason why I say that is because it reminds us, this study reminds us as to who we are as the children of God. And so we are talking about respecting the temple of the living God. And yesterday we studied the concept that we should respect the temple of the living God, and doing so is a matter of praise. We should praise God every day as Christians that the Spirit of God lives in us, because this reveals God's personal desire for a relationship with His children, and it reveals God's personal desire to remain with His children, to remain with believers. Thank God that He will never leave us nor forsake us. Today, we are going to look at another aspect of respecting the temple of the living God. And I want to say this, that respecting the temple of the living God is a matter of protection. A matter of protection. Now you'll say, "Pastor Gary, what in the world do you mean by that?" Well, listen to this carefully. Our responsibility, and I'm talking about those of us who know the Lord, our responsibility is to protect God's temple from worldly associations, because that which is of God has no intimate relationship with that which is godless and sinful. Beloved, get that down. And I'm encouraging you to get that down, because we are living in a day and age where it seems like more and more Christians are becoming more and more like the world, or more and more Christians are inviting the world into their lives. And so we need to remember that as the temple of the living God, every born-again believer, every Christian, every child of God, the pastor who's been in the pulpit for years and has been preaching the Word of God for years, as well as that person that was just saved today, our responsibility as Christians is to protect God's temple from worldly associations, because that which is of God has no intimate relationship with that which is godless and sinful. Now take a look at our key passage for this week, 2 Corinthians chapter 6. I read it with you yesterday, and I want to read it again today, beginning with verse 14 and going down through chapter 7 and verse 1. There the Word of God says, "Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers." Underline that in your Bible, please. "Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers." We'll come back to that. Let me continue reading. "For," listen to this, "what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? And what concord, or what comfort hath Christ with Belial? Or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God. As God hath said, I will dwell in them and will walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting the holiness in the fear of God. Now again, based upon that passage of Scripture, our responsibility is to protect God's temple from worldly associations, because that which is of God has no intimate relationship with that which is godless and sinful. He says, be ye not unequally yoked. Now, those of you who were brought up on a farm and years ago remember how you had to farm with the horse and the mule and the wagon, or the hay rake that was pulled by the horse and the mule, or whatever the case, you understand this concept of being not unequally yoked. Where you had a situation where, for instance, two horses had to pull a hay rake or a plow or a wagon, if that was going to work effectively, you had to have two animals, two horses, two mules, two donkeys, two oxen, whatever the case may be, that were equally yoked, that were of the same size and the same strength to be able to pull that device in a proper way. If indeed you had one strong animal and one weak animal, well, it would be very, very difficult to do the work that you wanted to do with that particular device, whether we're talking about the plow or the hay rake or even the pulling of the wagon. And so what Paul was saying here, as he spoke under the inspiration of the Spirit of God, is make sure that in your Christian life, you are not unequally yoked with an unbeliever who is not saved, who does not understand biblical truth, who is not interested in the things of the Lord, and who does not have the Holy Spirit dwelling in him, simply because of the fact that being unequally yoked will tear you down, bring you down spiritually. Now, I know that many times we use this passage of Scripture to speak concerning marriage, and we'll say to young people, don't be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. That is, don't marry an unsaved person. But it relates to every relationship, to business, to family members. I mean, it's just something to take into consideration. Down through the years, I have known of situations where two people went into business. One was a believer and one was not, and it was a terrible experience. You cannot bring together in an intimate relationship believers with unbelievers. Again, this teaches us that the believers in Christ as the temples of God should not unite in common purpose or be complicit with unbelievers who are filled with sinful ways. Boy, this is significant stuff. Observe, if you would please, verse 14 down through 16a. Can I read it with you again? It says this, beginning with verse 14, be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers, for what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? And what concord hath Christ with Belial? Or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God. You know the answer to those questions? Well, the answer is clear. There is no fellowship with righteousness and unrighteousness. There is no communion with light and darkness. There is no comfort between Christ and Belial. And by the way, that word Belial is the word for Satan. There is no comfort, no communion, no relationship that Christ has with the devil. That's very clear. There is no part with a believer and an infidel, and there is no agreement between God and idols. When are we going to learn this? When am I going to learn this? When are you going to learn this? And the fact of the matter is, we must protect God's temple from any evil association or activity. And again, It must grieve God's heart to look at us as Christians, as his children, and find that many times we are getting closer and closer and closer and closer to the world. What do you think that God thinks about that? When one of his children, even when one of his local churches began to develop world dynamics and live according to the world, the way of the world, rather than the way of the Word of God. We need to live the separated life. When we trust Jesus Christ as our Savior, we are sanctified. That means we are set apart unto God. And everything that we do in life, whether it's as the individual or the local church, we are to be sanctified and separated unto God. We are sanctified positionally, but we also need to be sanctified practically. Back in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 33, it says, "Be not deceived. Evil communications corrupt good manners." In other words, if we allow ourselves to get involved with worldly ways, making associations with unsaved people, and get involved with the ways of those who do not know the Lord, and compromise our life, then it's going to corrupt us. It's going to corrupt us. Mark it. That's true. So respecting the temple of the living God is a matter of protecting the body and making sure that in our body we separate ourselves from the world and live for the glory of God. Tomorrow, the Lord willing, we will note that respecting the temple of the living God is a matter of promotion. So I trust that you'll join us then. Until then, I'm Pastor Gary Dull saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. And that's why we say, amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is the Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Please visit our website at www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dull, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.